100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, I got to tell you, cutting out sodas, cutting out dairy, cutting out a bunch of stuff, I feel a bit better. I'm shocked. All this time. Whatever. I'm sure something else will go wrong at some point. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post something here, stories. The topic is cool, and I'm going to go ahead and let y'all hear the stories, and I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Boxing Day. The house was clinically clean. Guests were due at midday. Mum had baked 36 mince pies. We'd all secretly had just one, as they called. Just before 12, Mum bellowed, "Who's had a mince pie?" We all gathered at the kitchen door to admit our misdemeanour, to discover there were no mince pies left. The dog ran downstairs, leaving a brown trail behind him, then leapt onto the sofa and proceeded to sick constantly. The guests arrived promptly and immediately offered to take the dog to the emergency vets. We argued over who else could go. The house felt unpleasant. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Richard here, and here's my story on the topic cool, called laundry. The label said cool wash, iron on a cool heat. What exactly does that mean? My washing machine has a dial surrounded by indecipherable symbols. Nowhere does it say cool, or anything else for that matter. As for my iron, the only settings it has are marked 1, 2 and 3. I suppose I can make the assumption that 1 is cool, but how can I be sure? In the end, I threw the shirt in the machine with everything else on the same setting I've used since day one. And forget ironing. The crumpled look suits me just fine. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I'm back after a few microphone issues. New computer. Troubled microphone. All right. I think I've sorted it out now. So, here we go. This is my story for this week. "It's a plane," the kid exclaimed, rushing to the carousel plane. His mother shook her head. "I'll be a pilot when I grow up," the mother shook her head. "Yesterday you wanted to be a doctor." The kid stretched his arms, mimicking the wings of a plane swooshing through the sky. "Isn't this plane cool?" The mother shook her head. "He'd be a carpenter, tops." When the kid from back then, already an adult, showed the mother his pilot's license, she shook her head. "Crazy, dangerous job." The adult walked away. The kid cried. The mother never saw either again. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I wear sunglasses at night, like in the song. Cool, huh? You'd better believe it. It's a look few can pull off convincingly. You need a quiet assurance, the confidence to be secure in the knowledge you have what it takes, and nobody, and nothing can undermine your self-worth. That's what I tell people anyway. The truth is somewhat different. I don't just wear sunglasses at night. I wear them during the day too. I never take them off. You know what they say. The eyes are the window to the soul. And some things should not be revealed.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called I Really Wanted to Be Paul Newman When I Grew Up. The generation before me defined the term for being above it all, to aspire to a personality that wielded a frosty wit, dry and chilled. The goal was to be cool. Not an easy task for a child of the 50s. The central pillar of cool was certainty in self. In short, having an abundance of confidence, not an evenly distributed resource for the average teenager. So I spent decades being uncool. What I learned in that time is find something you're passionate about. Find folk who share your passion. For cool is fleeting. In a heartbeat, it's yesterday, or a Riz 6-7. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1024 with a prompt of cool. I finished my novel November last Sunday, doing my final 3,000 words on Sunday afternoon, so it's nice this week to think of nothing but Bilbert. So here's my story. It had been a long day, and it was late. Still, instead of going directly to the guest room, Sabrina took the locket and went to the kitchen where they had kept the box of arcane items taken from the cabin in the meadow. Sabrina handed the locket to Bilbert. "Hold this." Though it had been clutched in Sabrina's hand the entire trip home, it was cool to the touch. Sabrina emptied the box one item at a time, placing them on the table, until she came to a silver jewelry box with a heart-shaped depression in the lid. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
You can bet on anything these days. Balls, strikes, touchdowns, fumbles, even the coin toss. The one thing I want to bet on is the next person to go to jail for a conspiracy related to sports gambling. You know, some dude is at the free throw line, chucking bricks, and the cops come to serve a warrant and arrest him. Because it's not the integrity of the game they're worried about. Nothing to do with honor. In competition and all of that. It's the future of the business. Games can only be rigged by the owners, not the players.
Well, that's it for this week's weekly challenge on the topic of cool. And yeah, I'm rambling and keeping my head close to the microphone. It's peaking. Oh well, I'll work on that. Some weeks it's high, some weeks it's low. I don't know anymore. The next weekly challenge is on the topic of correlation. We're wrapping up the year, and hope you're enjoying this, and thank you for being a part of it. And as always, keep it brief.